The website Visit Baltimore has added some new elements following the approval of the referendum. Question 6 on same-sex marriage. Give us a quick rundown of what you've added and maybe why.
Well, we've added the LGBT slash weddings part to our website. We've updated it because we've seen in other communities where they've passed a referendum, similar referendums, we've seen a spike, obviously, in gay marriage. And we've seen, you know, caterers doing really well with that, and hotels doing really well with that, and restaurants doing well with it. And we think now with the referendum passing, Maryland is going to be one of those states where they consider coming to town to get married, have their wedding receptions, having parties and events to celebrate their marriages. And we think, just like we've seen in other communities who have passed similar referendums, that we'll see a spike in tourism sometime after January 1. And again, it's part of a richer program. All of our hotels have become what's called TAG certified, which means, you know, they put out special packages. They look for travelers that want to come and celebrate. So we're excited about that. With the Gay and Lesbian Bisexual Community Center, we put out a new visitor's guide to go with that. But we're just trying to be inclusive, and we're trying to show everybody that, hey, you can come to Maryland, you can have a great experience, you can have your wedding here, and we think we're going to see a spike in tourism because of it.
Well, aside from adding some links on your website, are there any more proactive efforts underway or planned to reach out in terms of public relations or advertising?
We do a quarterly, what we call our quarterly Rainbow Roundup. It's a newsletter that we send out. We also are doing some advertising campaigns with a Divine ad that we do. So we're already out there, and we were out there before, telling people to come visit, you know, Baltimore. Now we're telling people to come visit Baltimore, and you can actually get married here. And we're inclusive of that. So it's just another kind of feather in our cap in terms of moving this initiative forward. So, you know, it's a website, it's a brochure, it's a newsletter, it's advertising, it's working with the Gay and Lesbian Bisexual Community Center. It's a whole program trying to encourage people to come to Maryland.
What have you heard so far, if anything, from organizations or groups or people interested? Are you getting more hits on that side?
Yeah, we are getting more hits on it. We're seeing a lot of news stories about it. We're starting to get a few phone calls from people talking about maybe they're going to, you know, do their weddings here right after the New Year changes. So, I think we're going to start to see that. We'll know more, obviously, in a few months as people make plans. You know, we assist every day with you know, other couples getting married. So our office traditionally helps, you know, couples getting married to find a place to hold their receptions and, you know, where to find hotel rooms and caterers, et cetera. So we expect that business, obviously, to grow because now everybody can get married in Maryland.